Hey, welcome back to Morning Minutes. This is episode 2. Today we're in Colossians 1, 3 through 5. My name is Lena and welcome if it's your first day. I am pumped to hit up these two or three verses today, and I've called today's teaching, What's So Amazing About the Christian Life? Remember, the series is called Focused. So let's focus on what's so amazing about the Christian life. Let me start by reading you Colossians 1, 3 through 5. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel. Man, there's a lot going on here. And just three simple verses, unlike the last series I did where we read entire chapters and even John was sort of full. These are simple verses. You can read and meditate on them today. What is so amazing about the Christian life from these verses? Number one, that you can be in the middle of your own trial and still think of others. Remember that Paul, the apostle, is writing this letter to a church that is faithful, they're saints, they're faithful brothers. He starts that in verse 2, but they had a serious problem. They had believed some false teaching that was starting to lure them away from the centrality of Jesus and the supremacy of Christ. And so he starts by thanking them and by praying for them. This guy who himself is in prison, he's the one who should be feeling like people should pray for him. But what's amazing about the Christian life is that you can be in your own trial and still have a heart and a concern for others. And so you and I today, you might be walking through the valley of the shadow of death like Paul was, but we should be concerned about the well-being of others no matter what we're going through. That's part of what it means to be a Christian, is that our eyes are focused on Christ. And because of that, because of who we are in Christ, because of what Christ has done for us, we can actually think and pray and love others. So we have reason to rejoice and give thanks no matter what we're up against, because of Jesus. And we're going to start seeing this focus of who we are. Our doctrine affects the way we think, the way we live, the way we move and have our being. And we're going to see this come up. I hope you're going to appreciate that. So that's first. Number two, that you can have the kind of faith that displays itself in love. You know, that Christianity is, that is it. That is the distinction of Christianity, is that our faith is displayed in love. And so Paul highlights that right off. He goes, since we've heard of your faith in Christ and of the love that you have for all the saints. He's like, if you believe in Christ, then you love each other. This is it. They go hand in hand and over. By the way, other authors have written about that in scripture. John highlights it so much. Of course, Jesus talks about that is how people will know that you're a disciple, by the love that we have for one another. And so Paul just points to that in their life. And I don't know about you, but if somebody points to that and commends me for it, it'll just stir me up to want to do it more and more and more. And so one of the signs that you and I have true saving faith is our love for the brothers and sisters. And by the way, when we say brothers, often we just mean the family. I mean, just please don't take that as a sexist comment. It's just simple to think of it that way. And so even when they aren't behaving correctly, right? I mean, the people in Colossae, they were having this false teaching. So there were maybe some people in the church that weren't completely on board or maybe not walking the way they should, but the love that they had for one another was still there. So our love is not conditional on other people's behavior. Our love is rooted in who Christ is. And because of that, we treat people a certain way. And so even when they aren't behaving correctly, even when they might not deserve it, right? I mean, we don't love people when we have faith in Christ Jesus, because we know that we are loved by him. And so the love that we have for others is not based on what they've done, but on the fact that we are loved and we have been given what we do not deserve. And so one of the signs of a healthy church is love among brothers and sisters. And so are you in a community where love is displayed? And if not, maybe you need to focus back on Jesus. And boy, we're going to see as we hit chapter 3 later on how much Christ and who he is and what he's done for us should impact the way that we live and relate to one another. So that you can be in the middle of your own trial and still think of others is so amazing about the Christian life. That you can have the kind of faith that displays itself in love. And then this, that you can stand strong in hope no matter what you're facing. Hope is another one of those big concepts in the Christian life. We have hope. In fact, remember I told you in lesson 1 that this epistle really focused more on all that Christ has already done for us, not as much on what's coming. But really here at the beginning, Paul does hint at this, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. This is probably the one of the few sentences in this book that really talks about what's to come. We have hope because what's coming. We do have hope, and it is going to, our life will change. Our trials will end. I just watched this movie about the Apostle Paul, and you know, Paul died in prison. Think about it. And he was killed for the sake of the gospel. He never saw like the freedom here on the earth, the vindication, the justice that was due him, but he had a hope in heaven. And today he lives in heaven with Jesus Christ, whom he loves. So no matter what we're going through today, we have this hope. And it is a hope rooted in what the gospel is and what Christ has done for us and who Christ is. And so our faith rests in hope that tomorrow will bring change with it, that change is possible. I've always defined hope as the belief that change is possible, and that change is possible because of Jesus. And faith is not possible without the hope of Jesus and his gospel. So again, the gospel, the good news is that Christ came, God came into earth as man, named Jesus, lived a perfect life, died for us to take away our sins so that we could have eternal life with him. That is the hope that we hang on to, that someday we will be with Jesus face to face, and that he is risen from the dead today and sitting at the right hand of God. And man, because of him, we have focus, we have strength. That is what's so amazing about Christian life. That is why every episode I end by saying, hey, it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. Are you a follower? Do you have faith, hope, and love? And if not, you can ask Jesus into your heart today. I hope you will. Hey, you can always email me at lena@livingwithbauer.org. Remember, you can download the app. You can subscribe to Morning Minutes. Share this with your friends. I'm going to harp on this the first week so that we remember to do that. And I'll catch you guys again tomorrow. Have an awesome day in the Lord.